Hi, I'm Bebop Vox, and you're listening to The Shaft.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
It's episode 189 of The Shaft, recorded on July 10th, 2014.
I'm Britt Koblin.
I'm Afro Monkey.
And I'm Maz, and welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I hear I got a bit of Australian delay happening up in this business this week.
Maybe a little bit. Sounds like it's doing fine, though. We're professionals, though. We can deal with it, right?
Maybe.
That's right. Maybe. And it'll just make it seem like I'm really slow in the head. That's all.
We just won't ask you direct questions, so we'll do it like this. Maz, what do you think about blah, 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 blah?
I think it's pretty good. And I just start answering before you finish the questions. Yeah. We should be fine, right?
Yeah. Speaking of answering before finishing the questions, is that a good segue? No?
Yeah.
We got individual sponsor this week. It's SketchD2 says, keep up the great show. Hope to see you guys soon on the Shaftlands.
And me and Brent actually logged onto the Shaftlands briefly before the Shaft.
So now Maz is in last place. And who's been on the Shaftlands the last?
Oh, well, I've been playing other Minecraft games, so I ain't got time for the Shaftlands. Do you guys have mini games up in the Shaftlands?
A few. We have Kill Those Chickens.
That's a fun mini game.
Kill Them Chickens.
Kill Those Chickens. I can play that.
So I definitely want to shout out to all the patrons. You can go over to patreon.com/deadworkersparty. Probably going to change up some of the levels next week, some to match up with different things, changes, whatnot. So be sure to check that out next week.
Yes.
Besides that, I think we could probably just move on into the next segment.
Our journey. I just realized that I probably shouldn't have done that because I'm delayed. But
oh no, it sounded good. Sounded good. I thought Steve Perry was doing it.
Yeah. Echo.
Yeah.
I don't know where the echo was. But
What?
So, this week, how's your week been, Maz?
Yeah, pretty good. You and I hit up some wicked new Hypixel arcade madness on the Hypixel server, and it was great fun. It was like playing Mario Party. 30-second to a minute mini games, just one after the other, about 10. Probably not quite 10, but we played a heap. And then at the end, it just goes, well done, you lost. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah,
it was great fun.
At the end of each game, it gave points for like who came in first for each game or second. I think we sucked at pretty much all of them.
Now, is that,
all of them, yeah.
Is that the one that has like the Hungry Hungry Hippos type game, but it's with pigs and a fishing rod?
Yeah, it's like where you mow the lawn. Okay. And so you got to like eat the lawn, but it kept lagging out on us, so it's weird.
It did. So you'll see that on the Dead Workers channel next week at some point, I imagine. That'll be good. Sweet. And I'm keen to hit that stuff more often because it was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could find a day and just go mini games crazy. There's so many out there.
Fill my hard drive.
Yeah, fill something. Phil mm-hmm. Phil McGroin. No?
Mm-hmm. So, Phil McCracken.
Oh. Also did... is that it for you, Maz?
Yeah, that's all my Minecraft stuff anyway.
Wow, that's
cool. Great. That That little half-hour session we did, yep. Oh, mate. That's enough for me. Don't want to overdose on Minecraft.
We're going to change that. Next week, we're going to have you playing Minecraft every day.
I hope so. I'm excited. Every day. I want to play some adventure maps. Adventure maps is the way forward, people. Let's do that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely want to do some adventure maps. I actually played quite a bit this week. We also did Ender Files last week after the show.
Yeah.
And it was a train wreck.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
There was absolutely no progression done, and I'm not even sure I can edit it in any meaningful way to feel good about putting it on the channel.
Well,
if you had my video angle, I did really well. I created that awesome little doorway tunnel, got rid of the water from it, so we can come and go into this cave system without,
Don't say without dying, because there was a little bit of dying happening down there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And who says you have to feel good about putting something up, man?
Okay, that's true. That's true. So, I guess we'll try that, right? Try to get some of that up there. Yeah. But also did a Miss Quest, put up two episodes this week, plus recorded another one today, and worked on a couple other series. One, Blockstabbers, which I'm excited about.
I haven't heard
that's
of that
the
one.
Running name right now, Blockstabbers. It's going to be a reality show. And I've got a couple groups of people. I think we might get the Minecraft guys on it, and then Bebop and maybe Verbal and Ridge Dog, maybe. Still talking with everybody and seeing when we can schedule those and get done, but working on the assets. It's going to be off the hook crazy, Nachos.
Yeah.
So,
and then
quite a bit of Minecraft this week. Then, of course, what's it called? What did we just do? Shaftlands.
Yeah.
And I'm working on the first game, or I guess you'd call it. Basically, I'm working on a moon bounce for the park
on the Yogscast
server. So I've got the setup for it. I just got to kind of finish it. And I've got to make a bunch of black sheep, tons of them. And then shear them.
How come?
Why you got to do that? Why they got to be black?
Well, they've got to be
black. Yeah, why ain't got to do that?
Because I've got to reproduce the sky. And so I've got to have a black background.
I still don't follow. Oh, so you need their wool.
Yeah, to make a big black
wall.
You're
just going to put a whole bunch of black sheep in a place and be like, look at the sky.
Yeah, no. I'm going to shear them and take their black wool blocks and make a big wall. You'll see. It's going to be epic.
Okay.
You could also go and get a heap of... can we dye wool blocks yet? Surely we can.
No? I don't know. You can dye sheep. That's what I've been doing. I've just been dyeing the sheep black and then mating
them. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then it makes baby black sheep.
Oh, baby black sheep.
They're all black sheep in those families. So they can't complain about anyone.
So technically, they're not even black sheep, right?
Technically, they are
black
sheep. Literally.
Nobody's black sheep.
They're literally black sheep. So technically, yes, they are.
Yeah, I should put like one like purple sheep in there. And he's the purple sheep in the family.
That's just Prince.
Yeah. Prince.
Purple is the new black.
Prince the sheep. We'll name him. Give him a name tag.
Oh, I've got a perfect screen grab you can do. Just have a flock of black sheep and one orange sheep, and you wouldn't even have to title that new popular show. Get it? Does everybody get it? You with
orange
me?
Is the new black?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Because there's like one orange one. Oh,
that's
snap!
That's an original Netflix show, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
It is.
Which, if you don't have, you can get at netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
Yeah.
Was that a wrong place to put that in?
Well, I hadn't gotten to my week, but it was a good segue. I'll just go on to the next segment. It's fine.
No. Do your week.
So I attempted to record another episode of AfroMonkey.com.
Yeah? So not, we're going to get that this week, right?
Not really.
What?
Every time I tried to record it, my internet went down.
Uh-oh. Sounds like a ghost in the machine.
Yeah. Well, apparently Comcast doesn't want me to record another episode. But I also took a peek at the Pocket Edition of Minecraft.
Before or after the new edition?
Before I came here for the show.
Okay, so it's the...
I didn't get a chance to do an in-depth look right. at it, but the one feature that I was kind of excited about, and I'm like, oh, you can do that now? And it was interesting. I flew around a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that more in the news?
Yeah.
Is that what you're... Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds good.
Speaking of the news...
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Dead silence.
No one's going to do it. Come on. It's for you, Eric.
I thought it died. That's for you. Oh, he's in the chat room. Hey.
Hey,
hey. Hey.
So a lot of news this week, and some good, some bad.
Yeah.
The first one is apparently bad. The launch of the Xbox One edition of Minecraft is still only going to have 8 players.
Hmm.
Which people are kind of upset. They thought it would be, you know, more with the new systems and everything.
Yeah.
And people are surmising that it's going to be the same thing with the PlayStation 4, though no official words have been added for that. I mean, I haven't even played it on, you know, with one person yet. Like, I can't even imagine, like,
yeah,
8 people. Like, does it split up the screen 8 ways?
Well, I think 8 people in the same,
like, joining
world.
The server.
Yeah.
Oh, so what's the limitations with the Xbone? Because surely there are other games that you can join online games with more than 8 players. So why the limitation with Minecraft?
It might be the dynamics of your putting down block. You're changing the environment, so to get all the information to all the different clients might be add a little bit more overhead as opposed to you just going around and shooting people.
Yeah, that makes sense.
See, do y'all think that's just a limitation people should deal with, or should people really be angry about it?
I can kind of see being angry because it's quite limiting if you are trying to do a big project and you want to get a lot of people in, or trying to do something that requires more than 8 people.
Yeah.
But especially like the build, like, you know, some amazing builds have been done on the 360 version of the game, and getting more people in there and able to help out with builds like that, I'm sure would be very beneficial.
Make them epic.
Yeah. And
I'm sure it's just me being who I am and not having heaps of friends, but, I would struggle to get 2 other people in a game of Minecraft on PlayStation or Xbox if I was to play that online. The connecting with mates and stuff on those things for me seems less easy than on the PC. And also, if you were joining a server like Hypixel, like we did, Brent, do they have those kinds of servers on the Xbox? Surely they can't jump into it.
I don't think so. Not yet.
No.
Because they have to do some weird, I think, like, witchery to actually get maps that aren't on, that they don't build physically on their server on the server.
Yeah.
And I don't really know, you know, that's something we need to get Stampy back on to talk about, because I know he would know. Matter of fact, I think we asked him and we're just morons and we forgot what the answer was.
Yeah.
So I'd like to get him back on, especially talking about the Xbox One, see if he's gonna get in the Xbox One arena.
Well, and also what I was gonna say about, we're used to playing on the PC, and there's whole groups of people, especially people younger than we are, that only play on the consoles, and they probably know more people that want to play on the consoles, and they might actually have more than 7 friends that they'd like to play Minecraft with. So I mean, I think it comes from us coming, even though it's the same game, it's on a different platform, and a platform that's much more open to allowing you to do different things like mods and so forth. So since we come from this platform, going back to where it's limited is not appealing for us. It is not appealing for most of our friends.
Right, but if we started there,
then it would be a different story.
Different story. Speaking of different story, the Minecraft Pocket Edition update this week. Big update, and you've actually played it.
I only played for a couple of minutes.
That's more minutes than both Maz and I combined.
Yeah. But the one thing that I read about was that the worlds were much larger.
So I think they're infinite now.
I started up a game, a new world, because I wasn't sure if you had to create a new world or if your old ones would be carried over. And I was in creative, so I just flew up and started flying off in one direction. And it still was generating the world as I was continuing, so I'm assuming it is an infinite world.
Is it like the PC version where it kind of comes in, or
you definitely see where it's generating the next part as it's coming in, and it's a much shorter distance. Like on the PC, depending on what your speed is to the server you're on, if you're on a server, it can be further out as it'll load the chunks further out as you're walking through the chunks it's already loaded.
Right.
Whereas this, it was definitely parts where I was, and this is playing single player, parts where I was rapidly approaching the edge and it hadn't generated the next chunk for me to continue.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, so tons of changes. So if you have the Pocket Edition or on iPhone, iPad, Android, go update it and check it out. Have some fun with it. They've got so many new things. It's a completely different game in my eyes at this point.
And
still same crappy controls, but
yeah. But the Infinite Worlds brings it closer to parity with the desktop version.
Right.
Like, that was one of the main hindrances of me, you know, when I'm at work and I have some downtime playing it. Because I'm like, oh, I just have this little tiny world and not something larger that I can explore.
Right.
So it brings it closer, and I can definitely see where it closer to the point where maybe one day they'll meet and you'll be able to play with people who are playing Pocket Edition on desktop versions of the game. Although I think there are some core differences they'll have to work out before that.
Right.
Are you playing it on your phone?
Yeah, I tested it out on my phone.
Mm.
Phone.
Yep.
Phony.
Yeah.
Phone.
Funny. Something. Cool. Anyway, we also had other bad stuff this week. Scamorama, I guess it was known as Minorama. I don't know how much y'all followed this at all.
I saw a Bebop video on it. Less than a week from the con starting, and they cancel it. And the ray of light is a lot of the YouTubers that are out there are scheduling meetups and stuff for the people who can't cancel their plane tickets and everything, but. I mean, it just sucks. I mean, you've already bought your tickets, which from what I understand, were extremely overpriced, and you've bought your plane ticket if you don't live in New York, and now this event that you were planning on going to doesn't exist. And even though the YouTubers are trying to make it better, it still sucks.
Yeah, there's only so much they can do, really.
Yeah, right?
So it's really great that the community's kind of defending, helping out the community that's going there. Because with a week before a show, I mean, those are people not getting. I mean, the tickets were $200 or $100. Something crazy like that.
It was over $100.
You know, and then we're talking about rooms. I mean, you're going to spend another $500 for a weekend
and plane tickets.
Plane tickets
and the rooms you could probably cancel.
Yeah.
The plane tickets, probably not so much.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that could be people coming from another country.
Yeah.
People coming all across the world. We're talking big, big bucks. And to give people a week's notice is just insane. Like, I was kind of going through their tweets, and they say they knew basically the issue with their funding or what happened like 3 weeks ago. You know,
and they
should have said something immediately.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as they knew that there was an issue, they should have let people know and been more prepared for the announcement. Like, okay, when we announce this, we need to have refund info. We need to talk to all the major hotels that we kind of did specials through, let them know what's happening, and give everybody, like, you need to let everybody know hey, we screwed up and we're absolutely sorry. There's nothing we can do about it, but we've talked to, you know, these hotels, and this is how you get your thing back. You know, we can only give partial refunds because we don't have all the money, or, you know, whatever they can do, you know, and they should have had insurance. I mean, you can buy insurance for things like this. So if something happened.
Honestly, the conclusions that Bebop came to kind of, the reason probably they didn't do that is probably because they were never really intending on throwing this convention to begin with.
Well, and that's like, hopefully not the case, right?
It does kind of, everything that, at least what we're seeing from the outside, kind of leans in that direction. It's sad that they're using Minecraft in this way, if that was their intention, just to make a buck.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's a huge thing. Like Mojang's taking their time to go after, you know, servers, and I guess that's, you know, whatever viewpoint they have going over that. But why aren't they going after this? Doing something to, like, work out some sort of, like, this is a sanctioned event.
Yeah.
You know, they've come to us, they've shown us that they have the location booked.
Yeah, they need that Nintendo seal of approval kind of thing that they can say officially, yes, this is all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spend your money on it, knowing with confidence, you know.
Yeah, and going forward from this point, maybe Mojang needs to basically dedicate, you know, hire someone that basically they're the liaison to conventions.
Yeah, hire me. Yeah, I'll do it because I have some ideas on it. I mean, that's the thing. They've got to come up with a policy that's not so restrictive that no one can have sanctioned conventions, but enough that everybody's safe. And that's, you know, there's a line there that it's easy for them to go, basically, you have to have a, you know, we'll sanction conventions, but they never really sanction it because the restrictions are too hard and they just don't have anybody in place to do it. But if they have some real things that show, like at this convention, you know, if a tornado happens, they have a plan and they've shown us that they've had, you know, they have the place bought, they have the money, the funds for this. They didn't just go, we'll probably sell 10,000 tickets and then only sell 1,000, so they're screwed. Because that's what happens, I think, to a lot of these.
Yeah, especially these newer conventions.
Yeah.
You know, it takes years for conventions to build up a following.
Yeah.
And anyone who...
I'm just looking through the tweets. I'm sorry.
You know, anyone who starts throwing a convention and thinks that they're going to make a profit in the first or second year is crazy. Hell, in some cases, the third and fourth, you're probably... If you make a profit, it's not going to be much.
Yeah.
So it takes years to build up a profit. So you're not going to sell as many tickets as you think you are. And
that's no joke.
So
I'm just looking through the tweets here on Twitter.com. Have they spent everybody's ticket money and they can't refund them?
I don't know if they've... I don't think they've spent all the money. I didn't watch the video yet. I meant to before the show. But they basically say they have had 175,000 shortage and would need like a little over 750,000. It sounds like they have like, you know, 500,000 or something left. So I don't know if that's enough to refund all the tickets. But if it is, that's like the first goal should be to refund all the tickets. And, you know, if they've got... I don't know. It's like... At that point, it's just like, I don't know. That's like a lawsuit territory, but I mean, who's going to...
It's one of those things that I'll put it this way. If they are honorable and they want to make things right, then because I understand that the person who runs the convention has various different companies. Like, it's not just... some guy that started it. He's a businessman.
Right.
But if you want to make it right, then you have to refund 100% everybody's ticket.
Yeah.
And if you can't do that, then you have to give a damn good reason why you can't.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the ticket's just a drop in the barrel for most of these people.
Yeah.
But
it's the only thing that they're responsible for directly.
Right.
So if you can't even guarantee that the people who paid you directly to go to your convention that you canceled 5 days before it was supposed to happen, then yeah, you deserve all the flaming that you're going to get and already are getting.
Right. Yeah, I agree. So I guess the good side or the sunny side of the whole situation is the fact that YouTubers are helping out. I believe the guys who did ArcadiaCon are helping out with trying to get people pushed over to, what is it, PlayCube or some. There's an event, basically going to be an event there that Sky does Minecraft. Just look at Sky's Twitter. You'll see info about it there. But an event for the people who already bought tickets and pretty much have to go. There'll be something for you to do. So,
but check also, that out if you were planning to going to Minorama and you're in the area and you're going to go to some of these meetups, just be safe, because one of the things that's good about conventions is that everything like security and management of people, so you're not overcrowding an area.
Yeah.
Meetups you usually don't have, because that's usually the responsibility of the person organizing the meetup to do. And with the time frame that's been given and the fact that that's money out of their pocket, they're probably not doing that.
Yeah, yeah. So, I saw people tweeting to New York City Park seeing if they could get a rush on like a permit to get things set up. So keep your eyes open and like Ivor said, you know, stay safe for sure. And, you know, New York's a cool place. If you've never been there, you know, plan some other things.
Yeah.
You know, and go have fun in New York and go to the meetup as like a side thing.
Yeah, and tweet us as well at Dead Workers on Twitter if you do have a ticket and what the outcome is and what you're going to get up to in New York if you're going to still go.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to know.
Cool to know.
Now that we got some silence, I just... Some of the comments last week talk about me interrupting people, and it's going to be even worse this week because of the delay. We're using a new program to get better sound quality out of me in Australia, and I just want to say if it sounds like I'm interrupting them, it's just me trying to gauge when they're going to stop talking, and I just start. By the time the delay gets through on their end, if they're still talking, it's not a me problem. And I'm really sorry. It sounds like I'm just interrupting everyone.
Yeah, it's our fault, and we just make them look like a jerk.
And gladly do.
And sometimes those guys just never end their sentence. It's like, wow. I'll just sit here twiddling my thumbs.
It's like, damn, they can talk a lot. But okay, speaking of some other good stuff, the PS Vita users. Congrats. If you have a PlayStation 3 and have Minecraft, you're going to get Minecraft for free on it, apparently.
Okay.
And that's so amazing. So when you buy the PS3 version, it basically comes with the PS Vita and some other cool things that I was reading in the article. And we'll link to all these in the show notes, but you'll be able to transfer your worlds between them. So if you're working on something on the PS3 and you got to go, you can transfer it real quick to your Vita. And
that was totally the question I was going to ask, was can you just go like one button push and then walk out the door with the same world that you were just playing on your TV? That would be amazing.
Like, we so don't know good. How complicated it is, but yeah. It sounds like...
You may have to do like a rain dance or something.
Yeah.
It's okay to say
that. Well, that's fair enough.
You would think that they would want it to be as easy as possible, but sometimes it's not as easy to implement something like that.
Yeah.
But that's really neat that the Vita version is powerful enough to where... And, you know, Minecraft running on the PS3 is probably not that taxing, but that it can run the exact same world on the Vita without a problem.
Well, and that's what I was wondering when we were talking about the Pocket Edition having unlimited worlds. Like, you could kill your phone, couldn't you, if you just ran it out of space?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
like, you definitely have to be careful. You can't just do like I was doing and fly in one direction indefinitely. Because it would fill up your phone or tablet or whatever you're using to play the game.
Yeah.
But
you'd imagine before you push to transfer, it'd be like, this is going to be this big.
Yeah.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should build less.
yeah. in the chat room, they've just said, I've just become Maz, destroyer of dreams and interrupter of hosts. I'm going to have a name, and mother of dragons. I'm going to have a name as long as that shortly. In other news, Minecraft coming to the Wii? Nintendo, I think we spoke about it last week when I said Nintendo were like hinting at that they would really enjoy having Minecraft on their platforms. Japan doesn't have a Minecraft user base at all.
No.
So for it to come to the 3DS and the Wii U would be a great amount of... Oh, could you imagine it? Just all the little Japanese schoolgirls walking around with Minecraft block hats. It'll just be the cutest Minecraft you've ever seen. It'll be so chibi.
We'd get much more anime, Minecraft anime, right?
Yeah. Imagine a Minecraft anime series, like on TV. It's a Minecraft hero brain. Anyway.
Well,
Yeah, they're really keen to get it on the Wii U with touch controls, and same with the 3DS. Whether it'll happen or not is a Mojang thing, I think. But you'd be all over that, wouldn't you, if you were Mojang, going, yes, let's get it on every platform and get it into Japan and continue to make billions of dollars and entertain the world with a wonderful game.
Well, I wonder if it's them, because 4J does all of the console versions, right?
Console, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it would be, you know, Mojang talking to 4J and going, so what do you
think? Do y'all have any Wii programmers?
You got time for it?
do you got time for that?
I mean, how many they would sell? They should be like, oh, yeah, we have time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you would think so, but yes. there might be some technical aspect that we're not even thinking of.
Yeah.
Well, the 3DS, they did say that will definitely not have infinite worlds because it never will, just because of how dated the 3DS is, I guess, in terms of technology. And you know, Nintendo has a thing about not putting power in their machines, but focusing on the games, the gameplay themselves. So that's a problem when it comes to creating an infinite world. But still, I think generally, I might be wrong, but the 3DS user base is probably younger than the people on the PlayStation and the Xbox. So they probably wouldn't need an infinite world. And just to get that introduction to Minecraft to more kids would just be, why? You would just do it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and you know, here's something kind of funny. Minecraft is kind of on the DS already. But maybe I shouldn't be like mentioning this, but you know, like the DS is, I think a lot of people like it because it has the big homebrew community.
Yeah,
on the DS, and there's actually a DS Craft, which is a lot like Minecraft that you can actually play on the DS. But what I was wondering is, what was that the micro PC thing that they made Minecraft for?
Raspberry Pi?
Yeah, the Raspberry Pi. Like, I'm wondering if there's some way they could modify that to get into like a homebrew DS thing.
Yeah.
Then, like, once you have it on DS, save your maps out to cards or something. Or upload it, or I don't know. Seems like there's a way they could do it legit and make folks happy.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, they've got the DS and the Wii U both take in SD cards, so you could put your card from the DS into the Wii U, and that could be a thing. Or they've got the near field communication thing going now, and I don't know whether the... No, the DS doesn't have one. Never mind. Ignore me.
Or something like that. Well, they used to have the thing where you could walk into like the GameStop and like download a demo or something.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. Like, how cool would that be? Like, that's straight from, you know, like, and then maybe they could do it with the PS Vita. I don't know if it has the same thing, but hey, come in and get a new skin for your avatar.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
Well, that's what they do with Pokemon all the time. Go into your GameStop and get the new shiny Victini or whatever it might be. So yeah, that would be definitely cool with skins.
In a world where listeners submit contributions. Four hosts, and possibly a guest, listen to these contributions. This is Listener Contributions in a World where listeners submit
play it again.
Play it again, Sam.
It's not even four hosts anymore.
No.
Stop reminding us. Oh,
God.
We can't. Anyway, so we got a few things in here. Let's see. The first one here is from Dabo Swinney. Or is it Dabo Swinney?
Dabo Swinney?
You want to read this one, Maz?
Sure. I got my name on a different one, but that's fine. I know you said it before, but could you tell me how to get to the studio and when you make the shaft? I know you live stream, but I don't and can't watch it. I am coming the week after July 4th.
Thanks. Oh, that's good.
No, sorry.
That's tonight.
Yeah.
So, kind of missed that one.
The week after. Oh, yeah, that's now.
But just in the future, just search for Low Mill in Huntsville, and we're on the backside of that where the big
smokestack is.
Oh, I see.
And you'll see our big logo on a red door up the walkway.
Watch out for snakes.
Mm. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. There are live snakes there. It's inside joke. Sorry. Okay, so this next one here is also a little old. You want to read it too, Maz?
Sure. Hey, guys. Vincent DB82 here. Going off last week, episode 187 podcast, I, too, have had bouts of our beloved craft going stale. I've played modded with Kovacic's mod pack and lost chunks of my life to Galactic Craft and Pixelmon. I fear that since I don't have a high-end system, things like Space Quest, Technic Pack, and FTB won't work as well for me. I tried Space Quest over the weekend, and it was super lagging. Any tips or ideas for me? Keep up the good work, guys. I used to listen to y'all years ago, and I've taken to listening to the Shaft while at work.
Yay! We like to be your work buddies.
Yeah.
Don't
it's we? Good.
We do.
So, I would recommend jumping on servers like Hypixel and stuff and just smashing out some mini games and that kind of thing. There's Quake. You can play, like, the Hunger Games and those arcade things that we played.
Yeah.
That keeps Minecraft alive for me if you don't have time to get into some of these big mod packs. Yeah.
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 That's pretty much...
Yeah.
The only other thing we can really say, and it's kind of a bad way to put it, but if you want to play those humongous mod packs, then you have to have a... If it doesn't work for you, you have to get a better machine. I mean, sorry, that's just, you know, the breaks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it kind of sucks, but... You know, there's going to be other games coming out that's going to require more computer power.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a birthday soon.
Yeah.
Get some RAM. Yeah.
Very good.
Ragin made a good point. There's Play Minecraft is a really cool server.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a ton out there. So go try them all. Just look for a mini game server and you'll find a bunch.
Gotta try them all, Minecraft things.
Okay, so this next one is from Brian the Padawan. Greetings, fine gentlemen of the shaft. I would like to take this opportunity to greet my brother Jacob. Greet my brother Jacob a happy birthday.
Let's never write Afro's name next to any of these ever again.
Well, yeah. Every time I read something and it's not perfectly correct, I get confused. Anyway, he's an avid listener to your podcast since 2009 and would appreciate it if you could sing him a short birthday song for him. Have a nice
You're
day.
Just assuming what's written there and making it up
the,
as
the
you go.
First, the first one I didn't assume. The second one I inserted when I shouldn't have. Have a nice day. P.S. You guys rock.
We made it.
Happy birthday.
Jake's birthday.
It's Jacob's birthday. Happy it's Jacob's birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's Jacob's birthday.
Hey, Jacob.
It's Brian's brother's Jacob's birthday. You know what's really weird? It's my son's birthday, too. You know what's really weird? My son's name is Jacob. This is really odd.
Does he have a brother named Brian?
Not that I know about. I'm going to ask his mom tonight if there's something I should know about.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jacob. You crazy animal. You crazy animal.
So happy birthday, Jacob. And to my son, happy birthday as well.
Yes. Happy birthday to the Jacobs.
Secret Bryans all over the world.
And Brian, I feel like we're related to possibly. So, you know, treat your brother well. They were gone this weekend. Maybe they were off to celebrate the birthday with Brian.
I think they might have.
Hello. So, yeah. So, okay, so the last one here we have is from Werfong, who says, I made a little parkour PvP map for you guys. Hope you enjoy it. Give us a download link. We will download that, and we will kill each other on it.
I guarantee I won't enjoy it because I'm terrible at parkour. Just simply dreadful.
I think we're all terrible at parkour.
Yes.
So I have to ask you, why do you hate us making this parkour course for us?
Yeah, it's a good question. Well asked.
Well asked, but we'll do it anyway.
Should we try it? Put it on the channel?
Yeah, no, we will. Yeah. We're going to do it.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
Do it.
Excavation station.
I hit a button.
I heard.
Oh, well done.
I heard, and I moved a dial to try to let Maz know that
they grow up so fast.
So this first one here is from Seth Martin, no relation to Martin the guitar maker, I don't think, but it says, I think that there should be multicolored sand in the game. The crafting recipe would be, who cares? Crafting recipes, we don't need those.
Yeah.
Like the move, and you get 8 colored sand. I hope you guys put this on the show. I am a big fan.
That was a garbled mess.
So dyed sand. Should we just go ahead and say if there's different things, like just let them all be dyed? Put paint in the game, for God's sake, finally.
Yeah. But I thought there were different colored sands.
There's some, but they're in biomes. I mean, like,
not
biomes,
every, not every color, but
right.
There are a sand. Few. And given that there is already some in the game, I don't really have a problem with there being more, but there's other stuff that I'd like more.
Here's a suggestion. No, okay, you go first, because you have the lag.
Yes, I have the lag, therefore I have the right of way, so give way to lags. I don't think there needs to be more colored sand. We've got wool blocks, and we've got the clay blocks. Surely that's enough to get your business out there and stuff. I can understand, like, sand has that gravity effect and stuff, and maybe you want to use colored things with gravity drops and stuff, but stop it. Too many things.
Okay, here's my idea. This is my excavation station for the week, and this is an idea that should be done in a mod or put in the game because it's so freaking amazing. So I think you should be able to take... I'm done.
Oh, man. I want that button.
No, continue.
So I think you should be able to take a piece of paper and then basically put it in. Maybe it needs a new crafting table, but it's the drawer or something.
Yeah.
And then when you pull it up, it has like a 64 by 64 block. Just all pixel blocks, right?
Yeah.
And you can click on them and pick whatever color you want to click on them, and you can, like, kind of shade them all or whatever.
Yeah.
But so you can make, like, a little, you know, drawing or something.
Yeah.
Well, then you can duplicate it and put it up like wallpaper. So you can make patterns. If you wanted a red, then you just make it all red and then duplicate it, and then you've got your red walls or whatever. But a way to do, you know, you could put it in, like, a frame and make a picture. So now you could make your own pictures in-game.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Hire me.
Here's where I would... change it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I like it. But I would like to see that this drawing desk or whatever you've got actually has like a little pot of inks or like a shish.
He's getting good on that soundboard, isn't he?
Like he's taking my job. I'm taking Eric's job and he's taking my job now, so he's going to be the naysayer. The little paint canvas, you know those things with the paint things on it? Paint palette. Anyway, yes. And then you throw ink into that, and so then it's got levels of the colors you can use, and you can't use all the colors in your pixels unless you've got ink for it. And oh no, it's too hard. Just go to your idea. Fine, it's fine.
So okay, but take that. No, you make a paint palette, and you put the dyes into the palette, and that's your colors. And then you right click on a frame that has a piece of paper, or map, or whatever in it, and then it pulls up the 64x64 or whatever size grid it is. And then you have your brush where you paint or draw or do pixel art.
Yeah.
And amazing. Then, they should hire all of us.
And then we need a copy machine so that we can take that one image, replicate it, and then we can wallpaper a room.
There you go.
I would just like
scanner
put paper and blank paper on top of normal paper. You know how you copy a map by putting a blank map next to a normal map?
Just like that. Yeah. I like that.
Ooh, so,
and you could like,
let's do it.
They go on the wall like maps do, so that you can have them touching, so you can make even bigger art. You can go crazy. Crazy time.
Yeah, crazy time.
I like it. Well done. We don't need to read any of these others because that was too good. Let's move on.
Okay. Well, why don't you read this next one from Street Hire, Maz?
What am I doing?
Read the one from
Street Hire. Okay. Shift right clicking with an item or stack of items on a chest puts it in the chest.
So kind of like a barrel in Feed the Beast or something.
Yeah.
Shift right clicking with an item.
So like instead of opening up the chest to then put something in, which you can right click into the chest.
Yeah.
He's just saying shift right click the chest and it would just put it in there automatically.
I kind of like that idea. It saves you a step that, I mean, if you're just putting something in a chest, you know that's what you want to put in that chest.
Yeah.
I don't need to look in there to see if I want to put it in there.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I have a problem with is how does it get in there if the lid doesn't open?
Magic.
Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it doesn't mazzer.
I mean,
why did he go through all the trouble to making the lid open in the first place if it's not even a thing we need anymore?
Maybe there's a slot in it.
Well, the lid doesn't open when you hook up a hopper to it and put stuff in it.
It's kind of got you there.
Yeah, hoppers, I've never used a hopper. I think they make no sense.
What?
I mean,
that make no sense to me.
Well, okay, I agree in a way that it's kind of limited use in vanilla Minecraft.
Yeah.
If they added in more stuff that was like in Feed the Beast, then it starts making a lot of sense.
Yeah. Especially the sorting type stuff.
Yeah, because like in Feed the Beast, you can put in, you know, like iron blocks, gold blocks, whatever blocks, and then if you have a system that it pulls it out of the furnace, well, then you can cook all of them and it'll pull it out. But right now, it just gets stuck, right? So, well, I get no, because you can put a hopper under it with a chest under it, right? And then it just falls out.
I forgot how all of that.
We'll do that in the next episode of At Dumbasses. Something like that. Okay, so this next one here says, I always thought that shields would make the combat a bit more interesting. They could be used on their own to absorb larger amounts of damage than a sword could, though you couldn't attack while doing so. Or they could be crafted together with a sword to let them block more than with the sword alone, maybe at the cost of attack speed or damage. Hope this idea isn't too stupid. And that's from Avier Cheap.
Excellent. You know what? Does the sword actually do anything when you block with it?
Yeah, yeah. You right click block.
Wow. Never used it.
Yeah.
Just doesn't seem like it actually does anything.
But I mean, if you had a shield that can block, but the sword, I mean, you can't attack with it. like you can't block with the shield and attack at the same time, then what's the difference from just blocking with your sword?
Or running.
Yeah.
Right? If you're not going to kill it and just block it, just run.
Yeah.
I like the idea of shields just because I think it...
Like, cosmetically...
You know, it kind of looks cool.
Yeah, cosmetically it looks nice, but practically... I mean, the blocking feature is already there in the sword.
Yeah, I think if they added in being able to hold torches and cast light with torches, then it would give you that, okay, you can either hold the torch or you can hold the shield. Or you can hold a sword and a dagger or two swords or, like, give some reason that that left hand is there. Like, really, what's the use of the left hand?
Yeah.
I mean, there is a use, but that's when you're really lonely and bored.
Please don't go.
And stop. We probably shouldn't talk about that on air.
I think it's not a stupid idea, but it's I don't think we need it.
Yeah.
Ian Diggs, he certainly does. He says, how about writable books that can include photos? The photos could be pictures taken as screenshots. This book could make illustrated diaries, shop inventories, town guides, etc. Like maps, they could be duplicated. The recipe could be based on Squid Ink book plus red, green, and blue dyes. Thanks for the great show, Ian Diggs.
And he does.
What was that about?
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't really know what it was. I was too busy trying to read.
I wasn't listening too well. What was he saying there? And I kind of erased it now. So
thanks for that.
No problem.
Basically a new category of books that allow you to
have like a screenshots.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of like Instagram or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, if I followed people on the server, could I open up my book and see their photos they took? Maybe that would be cool. Maybe Minecraftagram or something.
Okay, now I'm going to help.
Is that too far?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because I was on the... On the Yogscast server, I've been playing with Mr. Crayfish's furniture mod, and it's absolutely awesome. I just put a video up. You can watch it on the channel. Did our whole apartment. It has flush commodes that you can fart on, but it has, like, blinds for the window where you can actually open and close the blinds.
Yeah.
Like, all this a doorbell that actually rings. Like, all this really cool, like, functionality. So it's like... The one and where I'm getting to is one of them is a computer that you can actually buy stuff through, like, I forget what he calls it. It's basically eBay on the computer, but you can actually, like, you know, for 3 diamonds, you can buy this and you can actually buy stuff on the computer. Yeah. And I thought that was kind of clever. So, like, if there was some sort of, like, Instagram-y thing on the computer and you could either follow everybody on the server or choose and pick kind of a thing and see screenshots, and people could do some funny stuff, I think, with those screenshots, like burning down your house, taking a screenshot of it, and now you see it on your Instagram.
Well, I think he was looking more utility with his, because he wanted...
Oh, like, I completely bastardized his idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't... Anyway. Facebook?
It's certainly leave it for the mods, I think. Both ideas. What does Logan want?
Oh, I think we're done. We're done with that.
Can I read one more? Where'd it go?
Where'd
it go? Where'd it go? You deleted it.
No. I didn't delete anything.
Deleted it. Oh, here it is. Thomas Booty. I'm an avid sponge cake fan eater, and I would love Mojang to add sponge cakes in Minecraft. They would make a much better food source than cookies and any other sweets currently the game has. Hooray for sponge cakes. So he obviously hasn't seen the cake that you can make, but anyway, I just wanted to get to this bit where he says, love you, Maz. We can move on now.
Nice.
Thanks. I just like that. Thanks, Thomas Booty. I love you too.
So, is that how he got his booty? Is by eating too much sponge cake?
Oh, hello.
There's a button for... Not the... I'm so good at this! And I, like, where were you? Like, we should just have you do this the whole time. So, yeah, that was kind of the show. Thanks for tuning in, and sorry for the difficulties we had with audio, which you don't know about, because we're going to magically
erase that,
make it delicious.
Yeah.
And
don't forget to keep leaving those lovely comments. They're great.
Yeah, leave some good comments. Let's do some Good comments this week.
You ain't got nothing nice to say. Don't say nothing at all.
What did you like that Afro said on the show?
Nothing.
What did you like that Matt said on the show? What did you like about the show today? And we should continue to do again.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're looking wonderful today, whoever you are. In the internet. It's not you guys.
Wow. And my hair needs to grow out. I got this, like,
I thought your mental thing was going on.
Like, I feel like I need, like, a blouse and, like, go see the Patreon video. Like, I think I need that right now with this hair. Going through fields in the Alps and singing musicals songs.
So I'm seeing something new in the doc that I don't think I saw before.
Is this the Wildfire Radio stuff?
Yeah.
So, if you don't know, we're actually on Wildfire Radio now. They actually play our last week's episode on Thursdays at 4 p.m.
Eastern.
Yeah. EDT, whatever the hell that is. So, that's really cool. So, you can go take a listen to it there. And they have some other podcasts there as well. So, yeah, wildfireradio.com. And let them know we sent you somehow, like kick him in the nuts.
Yeah. Punch him in the eye. Whatever.
Punch him in the junkies.
Yeah.
And we all did a good job of not cursing this episode.
Relatively.
Well, I know I did.
I didn't hear
any. You guys need work.
I didn't hear any. So, anyway.
as always.
Seeing them. Tweet us at Dead Workers and let us know who's cursed the most this week. That'll be great.
Watch our videos on YouTube.
Yeah, do that.
Aren't they good?
Call us 256-812-1010. Next week we will have an all call-in show. How about that? We won't worry about any content next week. All call-ins. So call in today, and I will go from the bottom to the back. That's like how I wash, too.
They should call in and Q&A like episode where they just ask us questions.
Yeah. Oh, that's listener contributions, pretty much. So. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, call us, 256-812-1010.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. Next to the breast, the shaft's the best.